Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, it's Wednesday, and I'm so glad you're here with us at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and I'm sorry I've shown up on the air sounding like Rod Stewart. But for that very reason, David Holland is here with me in the studio, one of our producers and my dear friend, to help me not sound quite so bad. Dave, thanks for being here.
Well, happy to help. You know, you've come by that raspy voice honestly and in a good cause. You've been doing a lot of speaking and teaching and a lot of interviews in high-profile media. As a matter of fact, I've caught you a few times on the television. For example, I saw you on Dan Rather's interview program the other day, but happy to be here and help.
Well, and I also think there may be a little counter-assault here about the very subject that we're talking about,
no
because
doubt.
Derek is absolutely helping us break a spirit of poverty, and he's also helping us understand our money as something holy, which I think is the real core of today's teaching, something we so need to know.
Absolutely. It really springboards nicely from yesterday's teaching about God and mammon, that you can't serve both, and that there is this spirit of mammon that pervades our culture, and it takes us right into today, where if we have a proper approach to money, we're going to see how it actually can be integrated into our worship of the Most High God. It's an exciting teaching today.
Well, let's get right to it as Derek Prince teaches us about God's plan for our money.
In my two previous talks this week, I've shared, first of all, that God has a complete plan for your life. And that complete plan includes your money. God has a plan for your money. I also shared two essential conditions for finding God's plan for your life, including your money, stated by Paul in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. First condition, surrender yourself without reservation to God for His service. Second condition, be renewed in your mind, or as I express it, learn to think God's way. Now, without fulfilling those two conditions, you will not be able to apprehend God's plan for your money. You can listen to it, but you will not be able to apprehend it, because God will withhold it from you until you meet those two basic conditions. Number one, surrender yourself without reservation to God for His service. Number two, learn to think God's way. Then I said God's plan is summed up in one beautiful word, prosperity. It's prosperity of soul, prosperity of body, and prosperity in finance and material goods. Then I pointed out yesterday something extremely important. Our attitude to money reveals our true attitude to God Himself. Jesus said this in Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he'll hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So we're faced with a choice. If we serve God, we do not serve mammon, which is the evil spiritual force that controls and manipulates people through their attitude to money. If our attitude toward God is right, our attitude to money will be right also. If we hold on to God, if we cling to Him, if we're faithful to Him, then we will despise mammon. We will not let that evil satanic power dictate to us. And we are faced with a situation where we must do one or the other. There's no third possibility. There's no neutrality. Today, I'm going to show you how God wants us to see our money as something holy, something that we need to offer in worship to God, and that without our doing this, our worship is incomplete. I'm going to start with two examples from the Old Testament. First of all, in the book of Exodus 23, verses 14 and 15, God is giving regulations for how the children of Israel will come up, that's every male among them, three times a year to Jerusalem, to the temple there, to offer worship and to celebrate before God. And this is part of the regulation that He gives. Three times a year you are to celebrate a festival to Me. Celebrate the feast of unleavened bread. For 7 days eat bread made without yeast, as I commanded you. Do this at the appointed time in the month of Abib, for in that month you came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. That's part of God's ordinance for worship and celebration in the temple. You've got to come up at God's appointed time, in God's appointed way, and no Israelite was to appear before him empty-handed. Every Israelite had to have an offering for God as part of the celebration and part of the worship. And then in Psalm 96, 8 and 9, the psalmist says, generally to all of God's people, give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Notice, bring an offering and come into his courts, but don't come without an offering. That passage there in the Psalms brings out three important facts about offering, finance, or whatever else it may be, to God. First of all, it gives glory to God. The psalmist says, give to the Lord the glory due his name, bring an offering. How are we to give glory to God? By bringing an offering. And then it says, bring an offering and come into his courts. So bringing an offering gives us access to God's courts. We have no right to claim access to God if we don't come with an offering. God said, as I've already quoted, no Israelite is to appear before me empty-handed. If you want to appear before God, come into his courts, you have to bring an offering. And third, it says, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, in exactly the same context. So what does that tell us? It tells us that bringing an offering is a God-appointed part of our worship, that our worship is not complete until we bring our offering to God.
You know, I would never try to put us back under the law, but I am impressed, as Derek talks about the giving and the tithes and the offerings in the Old Testament, that in the Old Testament, giving was commanded. It was something that God insisted upon as we approach him. And in the New Testament, so often we spiritualize those scriptures that we actually love God more but give less. I want to be like Jesus. I want to give radically. I want to be a God kind of giver. More to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through two helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources, and in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these two powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance. And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, delighted that you're with us today. And if you've been with us all week, you know that we're in a marvelous series on God's plan for our money. Typical of Derek, he's not just talking about our money, he's talking about our lives, our hearts, our relationship with Jesus. And our money is just an extension of that. So let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about God's plan for our money.
Pointed out to you earlier this week that when we give our money to God, We're giving a very important part of our life. We are actually giving him our time, our strength, our talents. We put the major effort of our life, most of us, into the work that brings in our income. When we offer to God the appointed portion of our income, we are offering ourselves to God. Really, there is nothing more holy that we can offer to God than ourselves. And God says, if you want to come into my courts, if you want to appear before me, if you want to give glory to me, if you want to worship me in the beauty of holiness, bring your offering. So you see, bringing an offering, worship, and holiness are all very closely connected together in God's plan for your life and mine. Now I want to share with you another very important point that I think many of God's people don't fully understand. God keeps a record of what his people offer. God has an account book for every one of us. I'm going to turn to a passage in the Old Testament to illustrate this. In Numbers chapter 7, verses 10 through 17. This chapter is a very long chapter. If I remember, it has 89 verses. And most of it is given over to describing what the 12 princes or leaders of the tribes of Israel offered to God. Each of them offered exactly the same. But the amazing thing is that each of their offerings is described in detail, item by item. God doesn't say the second prince offered the same as the first. He doesn't say all the 12 princes each offered this, but it goes through every item in the offering of each one. Now, the Bible is a very economic book. It doesn't waste space. So when God does that, he's illustrating to us how very carefully he records what we offer to him. Read now the account of the first prince. When the altar was anointed, the leaders or princes brought their offerings for its dedication and presented them before the altar. For the Lord had said to Moses, each day one leader is to bring his offering for the dedication of the altar. For so for 12 days this process of offering went on. The one who brought his offering on the first day was Nahshon, son of Amminadab of the tribe of Judah. His offering was one silver plate weighing 130 shekels, one silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each filled with fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering. One gold ladle weighing 10 shekels, filled with incense. That would be worth thousands of dollars today. One young bull, one ram, and one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. One male goat for a sin offering. Two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old, to be sacrificed as a fellowship offering. This was the offering of Nahshon, son of Amminadab. So you see, God kept an absolute record and caused it to be preserved in Scripture of what each leader offered in absolute detail. Another point I want to bring out to you from the New Testament is that Jesus himself watches how we give. Listen to this in Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Jesus thought it worthwhile to sit and watch what and how the people offered. And I want to tell you, he still does the same today. You may not see him, but he's there watching how and what you give. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all that she had to live on. So there are two points there. First of all, Jesus looked at what everybody gave and estimated its true value. And second, God measures what we give by what we keep. The one who put in the least in actual amount, Jesus said, gave the most because she had nothing left. So bear that in mind. When God estimates what you give, he looks at what you keep. And then one final point. One day, each of us will give account to God. Romans 14:12. So then, each of us will give account of himself to God. That's lying ahead for every one of us. And that phrase, to give account, in the original Greek, is used primarily of a financial account.
You know, that scripture that Derek has just mentioned, Mark 12, is a really challenging one. When Jesus wanted to make a point about our lives and about our hearts, he sat down opposite the place where offerings were being given. And I wonder if Jesus does that in our lives. I wonder if he sits down just around where we're giving, just around where we're making our offerings to God. And if he doesn't notice the motive of our hearts and bring it out so that we can see it and deal with it. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through two helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources. And in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these two powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance. And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us today. I hope you've been with us all week as we've been talking about money, God's will for your money, and more importantly, money and your heart. To help me process this a little bit today is David Holland, my dear friend, and also one of the producers of our show. Dave, great having you here.
Hi, thank you, Stephen. Good to be here.
Oh, man, you know, I am just convinced that when Derek teaches the Word, and not just Derek, but anytime the Bible is taught, there's an opportunity right at hand, right then, for people to respond and for something good to happen. You know, I love the fact that when Jesus was teaching in the synagogue, he said, and these words are fulfilled in your hearing. What I don't want our listeners to do is just acquire this truth, put it in their notes in their Bible, and go on with their lives. I want us to activate this today.
That's absolutely right. That is the time to act while your heart is stirred, while the Word is fresh, before you know the ravens can come and steal the seed of the Word from your heart. That's you got to get in when the waters are troubled. And right now is the time to act on the things that the Holy Spirit has prompted to your heart, as Derek has taught us today. And I know one of the points that really stuck out for me, Stephen, was his point about how our offering gives us access to the courts of heaven. That's not a truth we hear a lot, and it can even grate against or run crosswise to our teaching that we always have free access to the throne room of God, which we do. We can always confidently, boldly approach the throne of grace for help in time of trouble. But there's clearly a spiritual aspect of offering that gives us standing in those courts. And I was reminded of a verse that I memorized a long time ago out of Proverbs. It's a dangerous thing as a young man to memorize lots of the Proverbs, because as the writer of Ecclesiastes said, they're like pointed sticks that are constantly jabbing you in the side when you try to turn left or right.
That's right.
And the proverb that says a man's gift makes room for him has been applied and misapplied in a lot of different ways. You know, we people in the modern vernacular, we think of gift, a man's gifting, as being his talent or his aptitude or something he does well. And so people have said, well, you know, his gift of being an excellent painter will make room for him in an organization. But the literal meaning of that proverb is that you don't approach the throne of a king. You don't ask for an audience with a king without bringing him a gift, without bringing an offering to the king. And that offering gets you an audience. It gets you a hearing for your petition. And that's the literal interpretation of that proverb. And the point that Derek's making today is that there's an aspect in which that's true, that our offerings to God, given out of a pure heart of gratitude to him, gives us standing. gets our petitions heard in some sort of special way that I don't really completely understand, but it's clearly in the Word.
And, you know, we want to be careful to distinguish that from somehow believing that we have to buy God off
or somehow
God's not going to answer our prayers if we don't write a big check. But there's no question that the Bible says, you know, don't come before the king empty-handed.
Yeah.
Don't come before God without an offering. You know, I want to just share a personal story for a moment. I was very tempted to do exactly that some years ago. I went through a very difficult situation, which really affected my finances at the time. And when I came out of that season, I was tempted to be stingy. It had really smacked me financially. I'd had to really work hard to get out of it. Of course, it was all the blessing of God. But there was this potential to be stingy, to hold things tightly to the chest, to overvalue my money, my possessions, more than I ever had before, frankly. And I, because of the teachings of Derek and some other folks, and of course just the daily time I spend in the Word, I began to realize that what I was doing was really starting to drink in a spirit of stinginess that welcomes a spirit of poverty.
Sure.
And so I went in the opposite direction and began to give and give radically. And of course, all that does is just keep that conduit open to the Lord.
Absolutely, Stephen. I think God built this principle into the fabric of his creation because he knew that we tended to be self-focused in a time of need when we have a great need. And the act of giving an offering makes us God-focused, God's power and provision focused, but it also makes us others focused. And God knew that that was the way we needed to stay oriented in a time of need, is not to be dwelling on the need, but to be dwelling on him, his power, his sufficiency, and also the needs of others.
You know, Dave, I have all the years that I pastored, and now all the years that I travel and speak, I have to tell you, I have no hesitation about raising money. Part of the reason is I'm not raising it for myself. I'm raising it for causes that I care about, pro-life cause, churches, etc. And I just believe the Derek Prince Ministries is good soil. I just so believe in the ministry and so believe in what's going on. Would you just, since you're more involved in that, the inner workings and what's happening and what the present season is for DPM, would you just help our listeners understand how they can give? Because many of them now, because of Derek's teachings on the Word, are primed, I think, to give and to really start breaking that spirit of stinginess and poverty in their own lives.
Absolutely. We do encourage everyone to prayerfully consider supporting this ministry. First of all, to ask the Lord if he would have them support, if you're benefiting from it, if Derek's teaching is feeding you, if you're being helped by it. We encourage you to prayerfully ask the Lord, should I be supporting this ministry? And I believe if Derek were with us today, he's with the Lord right now, he would say, don't give if the Holy Spirit isn't telling you to. But if he is, by all means, do so. The gifts and offerings of the friends of this ministry help us keep this radio program coming to them and others. It also helps this ministry maintain its obligations, its commitments to exciting, amazing outreaches all over the world in places like China and the former Soviet Union and in Eastern Europe. We'll be hearing about some of those in the weeks to come. But what I really want people to understand is if they are impressed of the Lord to share a gift right now, we have a special gift for them as our way of saying thank you for sharing with the work of this ministry. We have a bundle of financial resources that are right in line with what Derek's been teaching this week. We're calling it our financial resource bundle. It consists of a book, Derek's book, God's Plan for Your Money, and also his audio CD teaching called Christian Principles of Finance. You can call, click, or write and let us know that you'd like to receive those as our thank you for your gift of $15 or more. Call 1-800-448-3261 to make that gift and receive that thank you. Again, that's 800-448-3261. And thank you for your support.
Dave, great having you with me. Thanks for helping me with my voice and helping us digest this truth.
Always a pleasure.
Listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To request the financial resource pack, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This special bundle includes two valuable resources, Derek's timeless book, God's Plan for Your Money, and his audio CD, Christian Principles of Finance, both available for your gift of $15 or more to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.